It's recorded. He said when he got to Yerushalayim HaKodesh and attempted to settle, he coined the phrase when he saw the destruction of Yerushalayim 800 years ago, Kol HaMekudesh Mechavero Mechurav Yoser Mimenu. Anything that has a greater propensity, potential for Kedusha, is more likely to have greater Churban. We're about to experience in a short while the most awesome of all Yomim Tovim that's not a Yontif. It's Mekudosh Mechavera. The Zohar says that Purim is a higher Madrega than Yom Kippur itself. On the other hand, every year the hospitals are lined with young men, and even now young women. I say now because when I was your age this didn't happen. Of people who have come close to dying on Purim from over-drinking. Not a decade goes by without a few people being killed in accidents on Purim. And I've spoken about the past and I'll speak about it again tonight. How do we do Purim right? The Yetzer Hara is so powerful to get Purim wrong, and we have to really spend some time to be meichen to prepare. So let's do it from the perspective of the Torah Kedusha. They ask a few questions in Iyun, and then get back to the very important Musar. In Megillas Esther, we have in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yutes, the Gemara Megillah stops at this, that originally Esther wanted to make Purim a Yom Tov. She wanted to make it as a day of Simcha u'mishta v'yom tov u'mishloach manos ish l're'eyu. However, the Gemara points out, three psukim later in Pasuk Chav Beis, the Pasuk says, it was made as yimei mishta v'simcha u'mishloach manos ish l're'eyu, matanos l'avyonim, no mention of a Yom Tov. Esther wanted there even to be an Isur Malacha. No mention of that. I'd like to take the Gemara's point and ask the following question. If you read the Pasuk really carefully, so the order originally was that it be a day of Simcha Umishta. And then Yom Tov. Ultimately, Pasuk Chav Beis says it will be Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Why the change of that order? Tzarichiyu number one. Tzarichiyu number two is, of course, how do we explain when the Gemara says, when the Zohar says that Purim is Yom Kippurim, what does it mean? What does that mean that's on the Madrega of Yom Kippur? Question number three is how to understand the Vart from Mayri V'Rabbi Rav Nevensal Shlita. Rav Nevensal says an amazing idea. The Gemara tells us that in regards to Esther, V'hoya L'Hashem L'Shem, that Hashem will get a name due to Purim. Remensal pointed out amazingly that if you do the gematria of the Shemos Hashem, the Gemara says that the completion of Esther, Megillas Esther, is the completion of Hashem. If you do the numerical value, the gematria, how many Sifrei Kodesh are there? There are 26 Sifrei Kodesh. Most of the world thinks there's 24. Rav Nevensal Shlita points out that there's really 26 because the Gemara says, Vayhi ben Sayaron is a separate Sefer. So therefore there are 7 of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, not 5. If you do a cheshbon, ultimately it equals 26, which is the Shem Hashem. What was the last of all the Sifrei Tanakh? Esther. How many Masechtos are there? There are 65 Masechtos. The world thinks that there are 63. Rav Nevensal points out there are actually, in the older versions of Kalim, there were 3 Masechtos, 65. Yudke Vavke, Megillas Esther, starting, finishes the Shas of 65, that's Adoy, the gematria of Adnus. Yudke Vavke is 26. That's Mashal. That was the last Sefer of Tanakh. So Purim completes Shas and it completes Tanakh. Why? Why is it that Shas and Tanakh, the Shem Hashem, V'hayol Hashem L'Shem, is dependent on Esther? Why is that the last thing? That's what finishes it off. And not only does it finish off Tanakh, it finishes off the year. This is it. And it's not a coincidence that this is the end of the Zman. This is it. This is the last Yom Tov at the end of the Zman. Rav Chizkiyon Eben Zal, his son, pointed out along the lines of his father's Yesod from Svarim HaKadoshim. I first heard it from Chizkiyon on Purim, I think. A very, very hidden reference, fascinating reference to Shem Hashem. We all know Esther doesn't even have the Shem Hashem inside of it. And the reference, says Svarim HaKadoshim, is Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom. Yud Ke Vav Ke. Fascinating. But I was always bothered. Why does Hashem Hashem appear with the name of Haman? Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom? That's the right way to express the Shem Hashem with Haman? So let's review our questions. Number one, why is it that in Pasuk Yutes we have the order of Simcha the Mishta? That's question number one. Number two, what does the Zohar mean when the Zohar says that Purim is on a higher madrega than Yom HaKippurim? What's that reference? Number three is Rav Nevin Zal's Vark, but let's try to understand it more. Why is it that Tanakh and Shas, the Shem Hashem, the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which happened to be the numerical value of Agnus and Yudke Vavke, why is that dependent on Dafka, the completion of Purim? Why does Purim come at the end of the Zman? And why is it that the Shem Hashem, which is hidden throughout the Megillah, which we of course know that we need to understand as well, it finds itself expressed with Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom? Four questions. I mentioned to the Talmidim in the past an amazing vart from Rav Katz. He probably got it from his great Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. What does that mean? When the wine goes in, when people drink, then the secrets come out. Is that what it means? Rav Tatz Shlita said, no, it means something much deeper. Nichnas Yayin, when the wine goes in, the secret of Klal Yisrael comes out. The secret of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, is dependent on being able to internalize wine. The way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to. Kedusha is about the secret of Klal Yisrael. It's about our ability to take the Yayin and transform that into Kedusha. Yom HaKippurim, we've emphasized in the past, we stand like angels. We might stand like Malachim. We stand like angels. Is that real? Is that who we are? Is that the Matara? Is that the goal? Is that the final completion of who man is? The answer is no. The final completion of who man is the ability to take the chomrios, what the world takes as a vice. All of the averos that are associated with drinking and alcohol, and we take it and we're mekadesh it. Nichnas yayin yotza sod. That's the secret of Klal Yisrael. Purim is at the end of the year. It's the hardest avoda. It's the culmination of our ability to take the olam ha'elyon, the olam ha'tachton, our guf and our neshama, and to raise it up, to be mekadesh it. Nichnas yayin yotza sod. That's the secret. That's the final part of the Shem Hashem. Yavo HaMelech V'Haman. The Melech. Every single one of us is a Ben Melech. How are we a son of the King of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everyone has a Chelek Elokam Mimal. Hamelech v'Haman. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every single one of us a Haman inside of ourselves. And you know what that is? That's your guf and your yetzer hara. Yavoi Hamelech v'Haman Ayoyim Purim is the tziruf, is the culmination of the Shem Hashem, because we take both and we put them together, and thus haste a mensch. That's what a person is. Person is the ability to be able to be mitzarif the two. Simple reading of the Gemara is that what happened is that Esther said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sanhedrin, I want a Yom Tov. And they said, no, it's not that great. Purim's not that great. Purim doesn't deserve an Isser Malacha. And she got put down. No Isser Malacha, but a custom not to do Malacha. According to this understanding, it's not the pshat. The pshat is Esther asked for a Yom Tov and she got much more. What is a Yom Tov? A Yom Tov is we pull ourselves away on a certain level from the chomrius of this world. Chazal said back to Esther, this is the culmination of the year. It's a culmination of Avodas Hashem. The day has no Kedusha. The day is going to be a day without Simcha in Avodas Hashem like a Yom Tov. And it's going to be entirely a day of Mishta. But from that Mishta, we're going to challenge every single man and woman whether that could bring to Ivdu Es Hashem the Simcha. Whether we could take HaMelech V'Haman and be Mitzarif and be Mekadesh. Now let's go back to the pasuk. What did Esther want? She wanted a Yom Tov with Simcha, mitzvah of Simcha, like every Yom Tov, and also to have a Mishnah. What did the Sanhedrin say back there? No! Mishnah is Simcha. The mitzvah is going to be Mishnah. And we're going to challenge every person whether they could take that and turn that to Ivdu Es Hashem b'Simcha. Rabosa, I just want to add, if anybody has a sensitivity of what Purim is all about, you know you have to work really, really hard to be able to get stoned on Purim. One of my Talmidim said, the first time I said this, one of my Talmidim said, Rebbe, I don't think you meant the word stoned. Pardon the ignorance. Whatever you call it, but at the end of the day, you will not become entirely shikar. You know why? Because if you read the Rambam says the mitzvah to drink on Purim is to drink dafka b'toch hamishta. Why? Because the mitzvah is not a mitzvah, the day is simcha. The mitzvah is to be b'mishta, and from that mishta comes the simcha. As well as in the Rambam, it says only to drink wine. You should know that I never saw a Rebbe of mine. I'm talking about many, many different Rabbein. From Yerushalayim to New York and many other places in between, both figuratively and physically, I've never seen any one of my Rabbeim lose it on Purim. They drank. But it was purely Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Wildness? Levity, yes. Rav David Shlita has a great story with Rav Neman Salon on Purim. But at the end of the day, Rav Neven Sal's Simcha, even the time that he's besimcha in Purim, and all of my Rebbeim, I never saw a Rebbe of mine outside of anything aside from pure Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And that's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is calling out, and the Yetzirah says, we want this to be a Simcha of Hoilulus. And our challenge is, Yavoi HaMelech V'Haman Ayoyim, the Tzira V'Ois Yoyz, is being able to take what is Haman and to join it with Melech. And how you drink this Purim is not only about who you are. It's a statement to the entire world about the secret of Klal Yisrael and what a Chilul Hashem it is throughout so many streets that don't embody that. A Chilul Hashem, I say it again, it's a Chilul Hashem. It's a Chilul of what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. Nichnas Yayin Yotze Sod, if a person has worked on himself, then what's going to come out is something beautiful. I remember when I was a little younger than you, when I was in Tarvadas, there were two different guys that were drunk. They had the guts in Tarvadas. They used to have the Chanukah Masiva, not like us, the night before the Suda. They would have the Masiva the night after the Suda. So everybody came in from the Suda. And I remember one boy who was a classmate of mine saying terrible things. And I remember somebody else who happened to be Rav Pam's grandson, Rav Binyamin Pam, who was drunk. And the floor in Tar V'das was all slippery. It was full of alcoholic beverages. And Rabbi Yamin Pam, I was a little young boy, trying to be Makari of me. He was holding my hands and he said to me, Chaim, remember, as slippery as it gets, the tighter you have to hold on to each other. The soda of a person comes out, but the soda of Klal Yisrael comes out. But Rabosa, you need to be making, you need to prepare, and you need to think about how you're going to do it. And the most important part is to remember that there's a melech and that there's a haman that's inside of you, and you have the capability to be mekadei shem shamayim. Should be mesameach and purim b'chachma, and with that we should have siyata d'shmaya to be mekadei shem shamayim. Thank you.